Juno artist Crystal Worrell and her brother Rico put Klinget Formlight art on a lot of things. Playing cards, clothes, umbrellas, temporary tattoos. Rico was the first Klinget artist to be featured on a stamp. And now it's Crystal's turn. A forever stamp with one of her Formline skateboard designs is coming out this spring. Juno artist Crystal Worrell says the Postal Service's art director was most drawn to her salmon designs, and she was fine with that.
I'm always down to do a salmon. I'm from the Tokahari clan, the salmon sockeye clan, and so I'm glad it seems appropriate, you know, and I never get bored of drawing it in a different way.
She says her brother's experience showed her the power of having Klinget art on a stamp. In 2021, the Postal Service released his design of Raven bringing light to the world, holding the sparkly golden sun in his mouth.
He kept receiving fan mail with the stamps on it because of the stamps, like postcards from all over using his stamp and just saying thank yous. And I thought that was really, really cool that happened.
She had to work in several art forms to arrive at the final design. 5 different form line sketches of salmon, and then a digital piece with different color options. Finally, they sent her a skateboard, and she painted the salmon design on it. Worrell said it was cool they wanted the physical object painted.
They could have used that digital design to superimpose over the artwork, but they wanted an original.
The Postal Service then photographed the skateboard being held up by a model, and that picture is going on the stamps. Worrell has tackled big projects before, like her Native American Heritage Month design for Google, a massive mural in downtown Anchorage, and an ambulance that's driving around Juno every day. But she says this is the first time she's worked with an organization that had little knowledge of formline art.
I definitely had a challenging moment trying to fulfill USPS's expectations of what they wanted of my art and my style. I just had to backtrack and like elaborate and explain the ABCs of formline design.
She says she can't wait to see the stamps in person.
Yeah, and it's always like a really satisfying thing when you spend all this time designing something and it's finally finished and you get to hold it in your hand and just like realize the extensive process you went through and communication you did with a collab and a team to get to this one tiny little sticker.
The stamp comes out in March. She's hoping to sell them at her and her brother's store. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Quemery.